Hi, this is Dan Gavazin, and I'm here with
Michelle White
and
Matt Hainer.
And we just walked out of a screening of Source Code, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about it as spoiler-free as possible. So Source Code follows the story of Jake Gyllenhaal, who is a former Afghan fighter pilot who has been enlisted by a secret government group who has created a program called the Source Code, which allows him to enter into a recently deceased man's life and experience the final 8 minutes of his life. A bomb has gone off on a train, and he is to find out who has placed the bomb on the train and where they're going to strike next. So I'm curious, how did you guys feel about the film? So Michelle?
Sure. You know what? I think that I really do enjoy the film at a certain level. It was interesting to me that it did come across as a very summer action-y flick, even though this has come out in sort of this April timeframe. You are going to see a lot of explosions, a lot of guns. Definitely. It's very fast paced, and the music brings you there, and everything like that. I think that in the end, there are a lot of questions that are left unanswered, and so, you know, there might be some of the audience out there that would be better left with just sort of, you know, watching this on DVD. But I was actually pretty entertained by it.
Matt?
As Michelle said, I loved the score. It was a lot of jazz influence. Being a musician, I really thought it brought value to the film.
Very Hitchcock inspired.
Yeah, absolutely. That being said, I think what most intrigued me about the film was this sense of this morality play between what the experience of the main character, and then how others in this virtual reality and then actual reality react to his experience in both of these worlds, and see this human experience and see how and react emotionally to him and relate to him as a human.
I came at this film a little bit differently. I came out of this film a little bit differently in that I didn't enjoy it as much. I'm a big fan of Duncan Jones' previous work, Moon, which I thought was a really interesting perspective into what it means to be a human being and to have an individual sense of being a human. And Source Code, I don't think, tackles as intense of a debate on these things. And while I enjoyed it and was entertained by it, I was left, like Michelle, asking a lot of questions. But I wanted it just to be bolder in not only its filmmaking style, which had a lot of very kind of like standard shots, very different than Moon, but also in its attempts to address issues and themes in the movie. And I think for me it was all summed up by the relationship between Jake Gyllenhaal's character and Michelle Monaghan, his love interest in the film, in that the first romantic thing he says to her is, "You're a very decent person," which to me seems as safe as you could possibly play it in addressing a relationship between one person and another. So I'm curious what you guys felt about something like that.
As a reaction to comparing it to the filmmaker's previous films, I think, having not seen Moon, I would imagine that this film tackles similar morality questions that may have intrigued me more than Dan, based on both of our previous experience sets. So I felt it that it was stimulating I always enjoy a film that does ask questions and maybe leaves them unanswered, because that challenges me.
Sure. That's the best kind of film. Michelle?
And I sort of felt like I felt the same kind of thing as far as the Jake Gyllenhaal's character and sort of this main relationship with this character on the train, as opposed to there actually is another character in the film that acts as sort of the puppeteer of the Source Code project. So she's actually a member of the military, and so she, you know, I wanted that relationship to be developed a little bit more, and I felt that there were a lot of unanswered questions there that I